Okay, so this is an introduction to IELTS speaking part three. We're going to talk about what is part three. We're going to go over some example topics, an example conversation for part three, and talk about why is part three the most challenging. So this is one of the more difficult, or actually the most difficult part on the IELTS speaking exam. And then how can you prepare for part three? So let's start with what is part three? So part three of the IELTS exam builds on part two. So this means you will talk about the same topic as you did for part two. However, it will be a conversation between you and the examiner. For part three, it is imperative. So imperative means necessary, you need to. So it is imperative that you pay attention to the examiner and listen to his or her questions. So, for example, if part two asks you to describe a book, the conversation for part three might be about literature. But these conversations will be more abstract and critical. So, abstract and critical is thinking about a topic. You need to examine your ideas and express them fully. So, abstract thinking requires you to answer questions like what if, where critical thinking requires you to answer questions about how and why. They both require you to look at the whole picture, so the whole topic. We will talk more about this in part three of the course. So I mentioned some example topics, so it's related to part two. So if part two asks you to write about a book you read, you can maybe expect part three to be about literature. Or a park you visited, maybe parks and the effect parks have on society. An important item to you could be materialism. So this is focus on material things. For example, focus on your phone or your computer or your clothes. Those are material things. An older role model could be about generational differences. So the differences between your generation and an older generation, or your generation and a younger generation. And then a time you gave a speech. Maybe you will have to talk about public speaking and why it's important to do public speaking. Okay, so let's listen to a part three example test. So this is what you can expect part three to be like, very similar to this example.
So let's talk more about games. Do you think video games or other electronic games are an important part of society?
Some people agree that video games are beneficial to society, while others disagree and tend to think they can be harmful to society. I think it's based solely on the game's content. For example, some video games may contain graphic content not suitable for younger children. Some games may explore some violence, which is not good for younger children because they don't possess the critical thinking skills needed to understand the content from the games. But on the other hand, for adults or for older people, it may be a way they can manage their stress. Most people work every day and they need some way to manage their stress. Video games can serve that purpose for them. Personally, I would say, as an adult, video games are good, but as a student, we need to be careful we manage our time well.
So, can video games have a negative side?
Definitely. I don't think there's anything that you can be certain is only good. There are always positives and negatives to everything. It really just depends on how you use it. You have to have some self-control and self-restraint. Most things, like video games, can be wonderful but may also have negative parts to it. For example, video games can become addictive to certain individuals. Those people need to be careful that they manage their time and how often they indulge in video games. Pokemon Go was a very popular fad that lasted for some time. It caused a few accidents, and a lot of people seemed to be addicted to the game.
What do you think about the future of video games?
Future of video games. I know there are virtual reality video games, but I've never been able to play them. I haven't really had time to know any more details about virtual reality games, or other games for that matter, because recently I've always been concentrating on my studies. It would be cool to know how to play these types of games because they look really innovative. They set up a real scenario where you really feel immersed in the game.
They also have virtual reality goggles that you can wear. It looks like a lot of fun.
Okay, so that was a part three example. So this is what you can expect on the test. Okay, so let's go back to the table of contents. And why is part three the most challenging? So you saw an example. Maybe you can guess why that is a little bit more challenging. Part three is more challenging because you need to use higher level thinking and abstract language. So again, we will talk more about this in part three of the course. You will have some practice with this as well. So you need to be able to talk about different topics in depth and use abstract language to do so. So how can we prepare for part three? So practice. This is one is given. You need to practice. It's an obvious way to prepare, but is also the most important. So read about different topics and challenge the ideas in the reading. So for example, you can read an article about robots and think about the question, what if robots took everyone's job? What would happen if this happened? So then think about the language you need to answer this question. Okay, there are several activities in this part of the course, and we will also go over some different tips and different strategies to help you practice for part three of the exam. Okay, so this is the introduction to IELTS Speaking Part 3. Go ahead and continue with the course.